Every conversation I have with leaders in sports all point to the growth, opportunity, and potential around women's sports. Well, we saw this weekend the energy around women's sports on college campus as the NCAA saw the largest crowd ever for its women's volleyball championship. Nearly 19,000 saw Wisconsin defeat Nebraska in a five-set national championship match at Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Women's volleyball is one of the fastest growing sports on campus. Keep your eye on it. Good signs for women's sports over the weekend. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, December 20th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody had a good weekend, ready for the last week before the holiday. This will be my last week of Buzzcast for the year. So let's start with some things you need to know in sports business today. First, it's discouraging to lead with the persistent COVID virus, but that has been the biggest news of the weekend. The most fascinating takeaway is the NFL changing its virus protocols so that only unvaccinated players and players experiencing symptoms of COVID will be tested. This move by the NFL is a change in previous policy, and it comes in an effort to keep players from being sidelined who are not feeling sick. Some believe the NFL's move is a step toward a new approach across sports, which will allow players to play through COVID and also get them back to competition far quicker. That's because most of the positive tests are asymptomatic, not having any illness. So only those who are feeling ill may be sidelined or likely to be sidelined in the future. So this change in policy being talked about across sports over the weekend. Meanwhile, the NBA, the NHL, they have vowed to have no breaks in their season. The NHL has suspended games involving cross-border travel until after the Christmas break. That's 12 games involving U.S. teams playing Canadian-based teams from Monday to Thursday. Otherwise, the NHL says it is all systems go. On Friday, the NBA's Board of Governors had a call, and there was overwhelming sentiment among owners to do whatever is necessary to avoid postponements, to avoid cancellations, and keep the games going. So, under the agreement with the Players Association, a team will be allowed to sign a replacement player for each positive COVID case that comes up across its roster. So, if a team has five positive cases of COVID on the roster, it could sign five replacement players. The NBA was forced to postpone five games on Sunday, but bottom line, NFL, NHL, NBA still vow to continue their seasons, but this story certainly bears watching. Let's shift to some other news. CBS Sports' Jason LaConfora had some pretty interesting details on one of the most talked about pending sales in sports, the sale of the Denver Broncos. He reported the Broncos deal could be fast-tracked to be completed by this spring with a formal vote, not out of the question, by the March NFL League meetings. That is far quicker than most anticipated. The sale process really hasn't even begun. Sure, there's been things done in the background, but still a lot to do here. LaConfora also reported that Peyton Manning, who is very interested in a potential ownership piece of the franchise, has already had discussions with several of the groups expected to be favorites to land the team. So, this is going to be a big deal. LaConfora also noted that several owners predict a new owner of the Broncos could be fully on board by October of next year. That is far quicker, again, than anticipated. Now, this deal for the Broncos is going to be a mega deal. I believe the team will go for close to $4 billion, maybe more. It will set a record, and it's going to be incredibly interesting to see the bidders who can afford such a price tag. Those type of bidders are extremely limited. We saw David Tepper step up to buy the Carolina Panthers, but this price tag for the Denver Broncos is going to be far more than the Panthers went for. And again, the Broncos deal, one of the most talked about stories and one of the most talked about pending transactions in sports. Let's shift to some facility news. Look for some major renovations to Citi Field for this upcoming 2022 season, the ballpark's first major changes since it opened in 2009. The Mets have signed a significant partnership with Samsung, which will result in new ribbon boards along the upper deck at Citi Field and more than 1,300 LCD screens throughout the ballpark. Now, these screens will be used and programmed with various messages. They'll be able to direct fans to the shortest concession lines. They'll be able to alert fans when their merchandise is ready for pickup in the team store. In addition, the Mets and Samsung are doubling the number of slow motion replay systems at Citi Field. They'll also triple the amount of cameras for increased game coverage. So those are the changes for 22. In 23, the Mets will unveil a larger upgraded scoreboard in center field featuring 4K video. So big changes coming to the fan experience at Citi Field. Staying with baseball, the Oakland A's got some very good news, and the team's chances of staying in the Bay Area certainly were helped on Friday when the city of Oakland released its 3,500-page environmental impact report, which stated that there is no significant environmental hurdle to the team's plan to build a 35,000-seat ballpark at Howard Terminal and surround it with a significant mixed-use development. The environmental impact report stated that concerns about traffic and pedestrian crossings and removal of toxic material from the development could be mitigated quite acceptably. Now, the next step is for the city's planning commission to review the report. This could go to the city council as early as February, and then the city and the A's could begin having financial discussions on the financial terms of the big project. A's president David Cavill called it a huge milestone, but he added the city of Oakland still needs to move quickly to get a deal done because the A's continue negotiations with Las Vegas about a ballpark site. So we've been talking about this on the Buzzcast, parallel paths for the A's, both in Vegas and in Oakland, and that is continuing to be the case. We'll end on a major deal. Monumental Sports and Entertainment and FTX will announce a multi-year, multi-million dollar deal today that makes FTX the official cryptocurrency exchange of Monumental Sports, the Wizards, the Capitals, the Mystics, and the G League Capital City Go-Go, as well as the Capital One Arena. FTX also gets exclusive rights to any future NFT releases by Monumental Sports and its teams. This is a big deal for Monumental Sports and one handled by its president of business operations, Jim Van Stone, and his team. As part of the activation, and I like this, FTX will be presenting partner for the Big Blockchain. That's an in-game and social media feature highlighting the best block shots or the best saves during Monumental's basketball and hockey games. So pretty interesting activation there. As we know, and we've talked about on the Buzzcast, FTX continues to spend heavily in sports sponsorships. It, of course, has a notable deal with Major League Baseball. It has naming rights for the Heat's arena. It announced a big deal with the Golden State Warriors just last week. So FTX continuing its investment in sports with a big deal with Monumental Sports and Entertainment. So again, congratulations to Jim Van Stone and team for that significant deal with FTX. So that is your morning Buzzcast for Monday, December 20th, heading into the home stretch of 2021. I'm Abe Matcor. Have a great week. Stay healthy. Be good to each other. I'll speak to you tomorrow.